Hey everybody, I'm Ben. We are here at CES 2017. I'm here with Mike Nash from HP, formerly of Microsoft. Mike, you know, I've been working together for coming up, what, 10 years now?
Something like that. It's
long
awesome.
Time. And we are here to discuss and take a look at some of the amazing new stuff that HP announced here at CES. So what do we got?
Awesome, Ben. One of the most exciting things that came from CES this year is this new EliteBook X360. We've been having some great success in the consumer line with our Spectre X360 that launched for the first time back in March of 2015. We updated it last fall, but that was a consumer product. For commercial products, we wanted to do some things that brought us the consumer sexiness and usability that customers expect, really was designed for business. Mm-hmm. So for example, last year at CES, we launched this EliteBook Folio.
Yeah, it's a great device.
Super thin device, people loved it. What's cool about it is it's not just a PC, it's designed to be your speakerphone for Skype for Business, right? When I got to HP, they gave me a phone number, but no phone because my laptop is my phone. The problem was we were all carrying these jobber pucks around because the microphone and speakers weren't up to snuff.
Yeah, I have one in my backpack right now.
So with this device, we did a couple cool things. We designed it to have a great microphone and speaker for Skype for Business. But you've been on that call where someone called you, you're on a conference call, and then you sort of got a little bored. Maybe you went into Outlook. It wouldn't happen to you.
That's
you got
never
into Outlook.
To me. I've heard of people doing that, but I've never done
it. You're into PowerPoint, and then someone says, Ben, and you're like five clicks away from unmuting the microphone. With this device, we put on the home row buttons for muting and unmuting the microphone, muting and unmuting the sound, answering the call, hanging up the call. These are key things that enterprise customers love.
See, we've been on conference calls together, so
for sure.
You know how I operate.
We also, in our regular mainstream consumer notebooks, we have some really cool features. Sorry, mainstream commercial notebooks have really cool features like SureStart, software built into our platform to make sure that we can protect the BIOS from being attacked by a rootkit.
Interesting.
Right. We also, announced about a year ago this really important technology called SureView. I don't know if you've ever been visually hacked. You probably have visual hacked with the people where you sort of glance over on the plane and you happen to see something on someone's screen.
Yeah.
And to deal with that, we often put those films, those covers,
right,
3M privacy screens. We work closely with 3M to build basically the privacy screen into the PC. One punch of the button, right? And you can turn the privacy screen off, turn it back on. Unless you're looking directly at the screen, you can't see it. So we wanted to bring a lot of these capabilities along with the consumer awesomeness of the Spectre onto the EliteBook X360. That's exactly what you have here.
Yeah,
so
great PC.
You see a really super thin device with up to 15 hours of battery life. Has super bright, super high resolution screen. Supports both our round connector for power, but also USB Type-C. And we know that in the commercial space, people walk into conference rooms, want to plug into a presentation, HDMI connector built right into the device as well. But really designed to bring a lot of those consumer capabilities onto a commercial device. Of course, Windows Hello, both with a fingerprint reader, but also with Windows Hello via camera.
I think this is a really, I love the intelligence behind this design, right? To have both standard technologies for now, but leading technologies like USB-C that are obviously starting to emerge but aren't quite mainstream yet.
As we reinvent, we want to make sure we're knocking down any barriers to adoption. So a little bit thicker to make room for two USB Type-A's, but also supports the USB Type-C.
Yeah,
and
beautiful.
By the way, it's Thunderbolt as well. And of course, because we're all about supporting the latest versions of Windows, we've got pen support built right in. So using the latest version of Windows, getting ready for the upcoming Creators Build, we're ready to go with awesome pen support.
Yeah, it's great. And as we expect to see the Creators Update coming and Windows Inc. becoming more and more prevalent, this becomes so important. Like OneNote's been around for a long time.
Right.
I've used it when I type. When you type and you're in a meeting, people assume you're doing something else.
Yeah.
But the minute you flip that PC around, you pull out
pen,
you start writing, it becomes thoughtful.
And remember, it's a full 360, so it becomes
a
tablet, just like that. Okay.
Beautiful PC.
So one more thing to show you over here is this awesome new monitor. This is a 34-inch curved display.
Ah, so pretty.
But like our PCs, designed for conference calls. You see, there's a webcam that works with Windows Hello, even remotely. Speakers tuned for great conference calling. But if you want the privacy, you're sitting at your desk and you're worried about who might be able to see you, push a button. And the microphone, the camera, and
that's
Windows Hello just goes away.
The design is so smart. I mean, that is a little feature with major implications for people.
What's cool about this also is, with a single wire, in this case Thunderbolt, we can do it over USB-C, we're driving the screen of the monitor using this wire. We're connecting the keyboard and the mouse using the same wire. And the same wire also is the way this device is being powered. So the monitor and the dock are doing full control over
a single
wire.
Single camera.
In this case, it's a Thunderbolt connection, but right to the monitor, it could be USB Type-C.
That's great. It's a really beautiful display. Really, really beautiful.
So, because we've got some consumer stuff. I think some really great, this is a consumer electronics show after all, so let's show you some really cool consumer devices we've got launched at CES as well.
Yeah, let's
walk
do
across
it.
The room.
Okay. So, Mike, it's kind of interesting, right? We start to see these devices now, and you know, I think about when you and I started working together when we were talking about, you know, Windows 7, and before that, even Windows Vista, to see how far both the software has come and the industrial design has come. I mean, it really wasn't that long ago, and it's completely different.
What's so interesting is it's continuous innovation. Mm-hmm. Right? You build something, listen to customer feedback, work on the next version,
right.
Listen to customer feedback. The interesting thing about innovation is whenever you are finishing up the first version, you've learned so much that informs the next version. Like, should we wait? And of course you can't wait. You want to constantly be innovating, iterating. But really this whole notion of reinvention is such an important part of this. And these products here are a great example. Here we have the Spectre X360. This is the second generation, the one we launched back in the fall. And what we love about this device, Ben, is a much narrower bezel because we heard strong feedback from customers about that. But we also, you know, are using the camera up at the top. Some of our competitors put the camera down below. We also, you know, with a lot of the devices a little bit thinner, because we work so closely with Intel to leverage the best of their latest 7th generation Core i processor.
Excellent.
And by the way, Core i is critical here. Making sure we're having the full Core i processor is a very, very important part of the story here. But by doing that, we actually have the battery, it's a little bit more battery, but the device overall is thinner and lighter than last year, but gets better battery life.
It's the right direction.
It's a combination of you know, a little bit more battery, but a lot more optimization and working closely with Intel. So last year, at this show, we launched a 15-inch version, first generation. And you know, what's interesting about that device was incredibly well received. What was interesting was we made it available in both a 1080 or FHD panel, but also with 4K. And partially because of the way distributors distributed, but largely because this device was designed for really doing a lot of hardcore creation, video editing, photos. Most customers bought the 4K, and of course, with 4K, there's some impact on battery.
Sure.
So we spent a lot of time this year working, you know, closely with our partners and with Microsoft to build the device and with Intel to build this current generation device. And what I love about this thing is it's a little bit thicker, but this device in the 4K version is within 15 minutes of battery life of last year's FHD. That's an amazing, amazing thing. So
yeah,
within 15 minutes of the battery life of last year's device. And it now has discrete graphics GPU using NVIDIA GTX graphics. And of course, full pen support. So it's an amazing pen experience. You can annotate.
Right.
The pen's right here. A fantastic experience. And by the way, the feedback on this color, this ash silver with the copper accents.
That's beautiful.
Very, very positive. So this device will only be available in this color.
I love it. I mean, I again, like we were talking about, you know, just a minute ago, we were reminiscing about, you know, what it used to be like.
Sure.
What I think about, what my first laptop at Microsoft was a 15.6-inch device, and it weighed, you know, 10 pounds. I had a 2-pound power supply.
For
it was this massive thing. And I think about the leaps forward, both in terms of design and weight and power, and it's so thin and it's so light.
It's also amazing really, really responses. I was actually on Facebook the other day with a friend from high school who was complaining about his PC that wasn't that old and how long it took to reboot, how long it took to load a web page. These devices are all been optimized for amazing performance. Mm-hmm. This device has speakers tuned by Bang & Olufsen, as all of our premium products.
The milling on the metal is really great.
The detail is amazing. So to make sure our portfolio all fits together as well, we're also updating our Spectre X360 13-inch device. So this is the new version, also being announced here at CES. And what this thing does is it first of all, offers pen support. So full pen support, ready for the creator's release as well. It also is available now in this ash silver and copper as well, so you have that choice. It'll be available in both silver and ash gray on this device, and then just silver, ash silver for the 15-inch device.
Beautiful.
So that's notebooks. Desktops are actually, we're also seeing a really great bit of momentum for desktops, especially in the premium space.
Yeah.
And what we learn in premium, and we hear this very strongly from customers, it's all about high resolution, it's all about the screen, because increasingly you're either doing a tremendous amount of productivity on these devices, or they're about entertainment. And last year, we launched our 34-inch curved all-in-one. This isn't a monitor, this is the whole computer.
It's amazing.
And last year's device, we got some really positive feedback on, but you know, as part of the continuous innovation, one of the things that we learned was having a speaker bar is a really great upgrade. So in the fall, we launched a 27-inch device, similar to this one, It has this Bang & Olufsen-based speaker bar down at the bottom. But as we move the volume from the screen down to the bottom for the speakers, we also are able to move the whole computer down below as well. It gives a lot more flexibility in terms of components, a lot more flexibility in terms of performance and discrete graphics. But as importantly, as we move things out of the screen down to the bottom and create this really great, you know, floating screen, we can make it be thinner and narrower because the speakers don't have to be on the side anymore and the computer doesn't have to be in the back anymore. So it's a much sleeker design. And of course, people want to use Skype for Business or regular Skype and have Windows Hello. Again, with a privacy camera right here, you can use the camera and the microphone when you want it, hide them away and not worry about them when you don't.
It's great.
Now, the cool thing about having a wide display is it's awesome for productivity. So using Windows Snap, it's like having two monitors without the line. So I can use, you know, I can take my Excel spreadsheet, pop it over to the left. I can pick my web page, put it over on the right. And of course, it's also important to remember this thing is also very much about sound, right? So I can play music on this device. And what's cool is using this really cool audio control, I can raise the volume, I can lower the volume, I can stop the music,
mm-hmm.
I can start the music. If I want to go to the next track, I just swipe it, I'm on the next track.
It's great.
Now, in addition to having amazing audio and productivity, these devices are also about entertainment. So let's suppose I want to watch a movie, right? I want to watch a movie. I want full, widescreen, immersive cinematic experience. Again, tap that same button.
It's
super high resolution, awesome experience for a desktop. The desktop is constantly being reinvented and is live and well at HP.
Beautiful.
Okay.
So speaking of entertainment, we got some stuff in the corner.
Some gaming? Let's go play some games.
This is what I've been waiting for, because like this is very near and dear to my heart. I have five kids.
Yep.
So unfortunately, I feel myself like I'm an aspiring gamer now. I used to be a hardcore gamer. Now I just wish that I was still a hardcore gamer. Well, but this kind of makes me want to get back into it.
What's amazing, Ben, is how much gaming is happening on the PC platform.
Yeah.
And the true hardcore gamers, as you used to be, are playing games on PCs. Now, last year we announced kind of a new brand for our games, our gaming devices, Omen. We sort of wanted to have one brand that unified all of our gaming. And for the super high-end gaming devices, a sub-brand called Omen X. And the first real product we launched in Omen X is this Omen X Tower.
Love it.
What's amazing about this
love
device,
the design
Ben,
of this thing.
Is it's really designed about flexibility. It's really built for the DIY customer. So you can buy it from us, all put together, but if later, and this happens a lot, a new GPU comes out. In the past it meant, well, does my GPU fit? Of course it does, because all the parts here are industry standard. You can change the motherboard, you can change the power supplies, you can change the cooling system.
Well, and I love just the extensibility of it is amazing. The fact that, you know, I can, just like I would be a car tuner, I can tune my PC.
Totally, right.
But this is a really unique design.
For sure.
Well, I mean, yeah. Like going from something where the traditional kind of vertically stacked tower to something like the Cube, it's just a nice touch that makes it stand out. If you're going to spend this kind of money on a gaming PC, you're going to invest in it for the long term. You want something that's going to be a showpiece, and this is definitely it.
And there's a couple other things you get from this. Of course, the colors that can be controlled using a piece of software we have called Omen Control. But as importantly, it's on this angle because it lets us get much better cooling, much better ventilation, having more surface area in the bottom.
Yeah, of course.
But also on the sides, you have the ability to open it up, like opening up the hood of your car, change parts around without having to put it up on a special bench. It's right there, ready to be serviced. And then, of course, on this side, you can do hot swappable changing of both hard drives and SSDs. Okay. So what's amazing, the challenge we had was, here we have this great computer with amazing graphics, amazing performance.
Yeah.
We needed a monitor that was worthy of the Omen X Tower. So at CES, we're launching this thing. You can see it here playing Doom. This is our Omen 35-inch curved display. What's cool about this thing is super high resolution, super high refresh rates, super low latency. What's most interesting about this product also, though, is it supports G-Sync.
Okay.
So as the frame rate of the game is changing, the GPU that supports G-Sync and the monitor that supports G-Sync stay in sync. So you never see any tearing. It's an amazing, smooth experience. You can see John here just killing all kinds of zombies in Doom.
He's a lot better at this game than I am.
He spends a lot of time playing this game. So let's move on to one more gaming device over here, which is this Omen backpack. When we think about PCs as being laptops and desktops, this is a prototype. We launched this for the ecosystem to get their feedback. But here you can see basically a super high-end PC architecture in a backpack. Now, on the back of the backpack, you see those two packs.
Yeah.
Those are actually high-output batteries. And what's cool about those batteries is, normally you take a notebook and you run it on battery, it has to clock down because there's not enough wattage coming off the battery to keep the device running like it was plugged in the wall. These batteries are designed to run with super high output. So for about an hour, you can play virtual reality using this backpack. And then when the batteries die, you can hot swap them. There's a battery in the backpack that keeps the device running. It has to clock down a little bit while you're swapping the batteries.
Sure.
Pop in a fresh set of batteries, you're good to go for another hour.
Pop them out, slot two new ones in, you're good to go.
Which is an amazing experience. Again, this is a prototype. We launched this to sort of get feedback and partner with our ecosystem to see what they think. And overall, the feedback's been super positive. Interestingly, a lot of positive feedback from commercial customers looking for ways to build experiences beyond gaming. In ways that we're waiting to see what the ecosystem invents. It's so cool to be a platform company helping to drive that kind of reinvention.
Yeah, it's really impressive. I mean, you've been talking about like the HP notion of reinvention. I think about, you know, taking an old style gaming PC that sounded like a jet turbine when you turn it on and sat this high off the ground and putting it in a backpack that allows you to do that, that effectively can run infinitely because you can be charging and hot swapping batteries.
Exactly.
It's pretty amazing stuff.
Exactly. Very, very cool.
Love it.
Last thing I
want
to show you, Ben, is an update we've done to Sprout by HP.
Oh, yeah.
Now, Sprout by HP was launched, I guess, back in October of 2014.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember.
Really, the idea was to make this be kind of a major part of, well, think of it as an on-ramp to our blended reality experience. So scanning things in 2D and 3D, bringing them in, manipulating them, and then moving them back out, sharing them in whatever makes digitally, or ultimately bringing them out and printing them using a 3D printer. We got a bunch of feedback from customers on this over the last few years. The first thing was a lot of interest amongst commercial customers. Originally launched as a consumer product, but commercial products in design, in manufacturing, in education, using Sprout as an important tool there. A lot of feedback also. Initially, we launched this product running Windows 8, and frankly, we spent a lot of time building the Sprout UI that kind of hid Windows 8 from the customer. Now that Windows 10's out and people love it so much, the feedback we've gotten is that people really want to focus on using Windows 10 and making it easy to take content that you bring into Sprout and then on your same device to access the application you know and love, and making the experience for Sprout be really a big part of Windows.
Nice.
So here with sort of the second generation of our third generation of the device, but the second version of Sprout Pro, you're going to see three big things. The first is the first real major update to the hardware for Sprout. You'll see, you know, very different color, using latest technologies, a much higher resolution touchpad for the horizontal surface that now is pressure sensitive, so it can actually work with an active pen. It's using, of course, the latest generation of Intel processors. Again, a much newer design. We also have a lot of support for 3D scanning as well. Number two, the entire software experience for Sprout has been updated to be much more integrated and really feel like it's a part of the Windows 10 experience.
Great.
And the third thing is a major focus of working in the commercial space on key verticals like manufacturing, like design, like education.
Nice.
What let's do is have
can we take a look?
Brad to give you a quick demo of the product.
Excellent.
For sure. Brad, how are you doing today?
Yeah, hi, how's it going?
Hey, Brad.
Yes,
Ben.
Hi. Hey, good to see you.
So Brad was the designer of Sprout, so you're hearing it from the guy who had the original idea.
So I thought it'd be good to show an exciting new feature, which is our new handheld scanning technology that allows you to scan in real time as if you were kind of intuitively holding an object.
Nice.
So I'm just going to go back here. The application basically gives you a preview, just like a video camera, and I hit scan just as if I'm taking a picture. And what's happening is it's automatically scanning in real time this object here. And so as I spin it around, I'm filling in more and more geometry, and the color gives me a preview of the scan. And if it loses track, I just let go and it regains tracking. So basically when I feel like I've covered all the details, all the holes, and filled everything in, I can then do this new feature, which is adding a high-res capture. So it takes advantage of our 2D scanning technology to take a high-res image. And I can move this to the other side, take another high-res image, and now it's going to take those high-res images, stitch them all together, and let me just finish here. And I went ahead and scanned this ahead of time. And after about a couple minutes, this is the quality we get. So
look,
you can see that it's as if it's a virtually realistic capture.
I mean, even the texture of the exterior here, I mean, even down to the tiniest detail.
Exactly. So what we're doing is a trick where we're adding a super high-res color image over the top of a fairly low-res capture. So you can see the triangular mesh. This is about a millimeter mesh density.
Wow.
But the illusion of realistic capture is amazing, and the first time we've ever seen this done. I can even see the detail of the barcode well enough to probably scan that barcode. So this brings scanning to a different use case where I'm scanning into things like AR, VR, where you need something to look really amazing, beautiful looking, but a lower quality 3D underneath. So it's not an engineering, a professional reverse engineering scanning application, but a whole new field and aspect that we think Sprout Pro can really take advantage of.
That's amazing, and especially, you know, with the Windows 10 Creators Update coming with more native 3D capabilities built in. I mean, this is...
It's a perfect...
Very timely.
I can hit save and drag and drop this directly into, say, 3D Builder and 3D print it. So all the files that we are building here, OBJ, standard 3D files, are fully compatible, in addition to all the inking capabilities of Windows Creator. So Sprout Pro has a new active stylus that I can now draw on top of 3D or just 2D design applications with 2048 levels of pressure.
Very impressive. I mean, I think this is... When I look at all the things across the portfolio that we looked at, I mean, you've got your mainstream consumer PCs, you've got high-end consumer PCs, the entire stack of commercial PCs, gaming, and more specialized devices like this that are really starting to break new ground. I mean, that is tip to tail an entire portfolio. That is really impressive stuff.
It is our promise to keep reinventing, and this is a great example of us just doing it in action.
It's really great. Brett, thank you so much for showing
me
Sprout. Mike, always good to see
always
you.
Always good to see you, man.
We'll do this again in 10 years, and we'll see where we are.
Or maybe even next year.
Next time or next year. Guys, thanks for hanging out. Thank you so much to our friends at HP for showing us all this great stuff, and we will see you in the next video.